All joking aside.
What jokes?
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
For the first time, I haven't checked, but when I initially checked the initial reaction to your song parody,
yes,
it was 100% positive. And we even got a note from a listener in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Yes.
Laughing all the way from Jakarta.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Your art has a global impact, Barrett.
I think
you're huge in Jakarta.
I think I cracked the code as I only sing 50% of a song.
Yes.
And have someone else sing the other 50% and it works out.
That's true.
Right.
Well, this is the sports kebab. And I know you didn't want to make a big deal of it, Dan, but I have to start by wishing you an early happy birthday, okay? Mm. Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, Jerry.
Dan Bickley is a great guy. He's an awesome show host, and he's a hell of a golfer, right? I actually think this is the weekend that you will finally break 80. Yeah. Not on the golf course with the candles on your cake is what I'm... No, I'm just kidding. Bick is still young. He's cool. He's got a great taste in music. He has incredible hair. For a man of any age, he has incredible hair, really. Seriously. Dan has the hair of a man half his age and the liver of a man twice his weight.
Facts.
In all seriousness, though, Dan, you're the best. I hope you have a great birthday. And as a gift, I promise there will be no jokes about the diarrhea plane today, okay? Because there's no need. If I want to see someone poop themselves at high pressure, I'll watch the D-backs play the Mets. Oh, man, the Diamondbacks. They struggled in New York this week. I mean, it was ugly. It stunk. It was disgusting.
How disgusting was it?
No, you screwed up the timer. Yeah. The Diamondbacks, you know, they struggled in New York. It was ugly. It stunk. It was disgusting. But enough about Queens.
Oh, okay.
About Queens.
Hey, I was born there, you jerk.
Were you really?
I was.
Well, you an exception to the rule, I'm sure. But the Diamondbacks, what happened to their bats? That's what I want to know. What happened to this lineup? They were exciting. Now they stink. I mean, they were bewildered by Mets pitching, frozen by breaking balls. I haven't seen people stare at curves at Citi Field like that since fans saw Mrs. Met. And I hope the Diamondbacks turn it around. I mean, I still believe they're right there in the playoff race, which is more than the Mets can say. I mean, what a terrible year for them. In fact, you would think they have got to be the most cursed team in New York right now, right? Wrong. Somehow, not only are the Mets not the most disappointing team in New York in baseball, they are not even in the top two of unlucky teams in New York whose name ends in Ets. Because, of course, we saw what happened to the Brooklyn Nets during basketball season, but that's nothing compared to what happened this week to the New York Jets. New star quarterback Aaron Rodgers left his first game with the team after only 4 snaps. Well, 5 snaps if you count his Achilles, but...
Oh,
oh, wow.
Yeah. After all the hype, all the excitement, Aaron Rodgers' season is over before it started when he tore his Achilles heel. Imagine that. Think of the irony that what took Rodgers down. Turns out his Achilles heel is his impossible arrogance, narcissism, and conspiratorial nature. And his Achilles heel. Now, no one knows how long Rodgers will be out, not because of his age, but because it's impossible to evaluate time of recovery when the patient doesn't believe in science or medicine. But Rodgers has actually gone to the hospital for an operation. Okay, I say hospital, but it's actually more of a holistic healing hut he refers to as a hurt yurt. But apparently the surgery was performed successfully by Dr. Rogan and Nurse Musk. He's doing very well. In all seriousness, though, he did have a successful operation. He shared pictures. He has a big scar, but it's already healing. Did you see the pictures that he shared? Yeah, I haven't seen a scab that big since Drew Barrymore.
Whoa!
I do feel bad for the Jets, though, who with Rodgers hurt now have to turn to Zach Wilson. Who, to be fair, does have experience being involved when a 40-year-old gets taken out. I'll tell you a much better version of that joke off the air. But really, though, you hate to see someone get injured, and it's unfair to see some of the reaction online. Man, this is terrible. Because, yes, some people say Aaron Rodgers is a pompous, self-centered jerk who thinks he's smarter than everyone. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Eagles defeated the Vikings on Thursday night thanks to a dominant performance from running back DeAndre Swift, who ran for 175 yards and credited the offensive line led by Jason Kelce. Now, this is interesting, of course, because it's the biggest and only news I've seen regarding a Swift and Kelce online event. The Cardinals, they played a tough game one. But quarterback Josh Dobbs, he struggled. He struggled, and I just hope he's the right fit for this team. Because Jonathan Gannon, we've heard him, right? He says he wants athletes who are fighters, who are warriors, who are killers, you know, like Tyson. But he meant Mike, not Neil deGrasse. So hopefully they turn it around. And finally, some international basketball news as reports say LeBron James is recruiting an all-star team to compete in next year's Olympics. Already committed are Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Devin Booker, and Anthony Davis. Now, one superstar missing, of course, Kyrie Irving. And I don't know if I buy his reasoning for not commenting. His excuse seems a little flimsy. Did you hear it, guys?
No.
I don't know. He says he's been too distracted all week preparing for Rosh Hashanah to comment on the whole thing. I don't know if that's true.
Gosh, that's so bad.
Maybe I should have ended in a better joke, perhaps.
I was just going to say that.
No, it's good. It's just hard to laugh.
No, it's good.
It's hard to laugh.
I thought that was clever. Screw
it. It was.
Anyway, happy birthday, Dad.
Thank you, Jared. Good job.
All right, Jared, Carlin, bringing it strong.
Yeah. No, it's,
Hurt Yurt.
The Hurt Yurt.
Yes. Queens.
Yes.
go through a few Achilles, better punchlines than that.
Candles on his cake.
Yes. There you go. There's Barrymore.
You could follow Jarrett on Twitter at JarrettGC. JarrettGC.